Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, as you just heard on the news, at least two more investigations of the plot to destroy Joe Bruno. The state Senate is launching its own probe of the Spitzer administration scheme to discredit the top dog senator. The state ethics commission is on the hunt as well. And also Albany County DA David Soares is reportedly considering a criminal probe. We will talk about the developing investigations now into the governor and his men with State Senator Tom Duane, Democrat from Lower Manhattan. Then we'll talk about some of the journalistic questions raised with respect to the Albany Times Union. We'll have their editor and a journalism ethicist. But Senator Duane, welcome back to WNYC. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
So you were in the news yesterday for proposing a compromise investigation by a body other than the state Senate, which many people believe has a vested interest because it's, you know, their top dog who was the victim of this. But is your proposal moot now that the Senate investigation has begun and another one, too, by the Ethics Commission?
Well, my suggestion was that the State Ethics Commission look at the whole issue and what may or may not have happened if the State Ethics Commission thought that there was more that needed to be looked at. I still believe that the State Senate is not the appropriate place for an investigation to occur because the majority leader of the State Senate is a party involved in what happened. Grant did not the target of having had done something wrong, but still a party in the whole incident. And I think that for a committee, and the suggestion that Senator Bruno and the Senate Republicans made was to do it with their investigations committee, has five of its members and the majority of its members appointed by Senator Bruno. So it would be hard to imagine that there could even be objectivity or even, I don't think the people of the state of New York should really have to see that there might even be, you know, some appearance of impropriety.
But that investigation has apparently been launched. How serious a scandal do you think this is for the governor?
I think that politically, of course, it has been damaging to the governor. Certainly, I'm, you know, dismayed and disappointed because of that. But I just want to go back to something that you brought up about the Senate doing the investigation. I think that before the Senate proceeds it, and these are things that I put before the committee chair, Senator George Winter from the Elmira area, that I think that it's very important that he discusses with those of us on the other side of the aisle exactly what are the matters that they believe are unresolved and therefore need further investigation, particularly now that they've taken up my suggestion of going to the State Ethics Commission. I mean, what in addition to what the Attorney General and State Ethics are going to look at do they think needs to be looked at? You know, what's the scope of the investigation? Who's going to be doing the investigation? Is it going to be only Republican investigators? Is it going to be bipartisan, nonpartisan? I mean, are they going to be people who are on Senator Bruno's staff? I mean, I think that those kinds of questions need to be answered.
Well, will there be public hearings as part of the Senate investigation? And if so, won't some of you in the Democratic minority in the Senate get to ask some of those questions?
Well, as I understand it, public hearings haven't been called for by the Senate Republicans, only an investigation.
So you're concerned that this will wind up being just a partisan investigation?
Yes, and I think that that is very, very problematic, and I think that it would be better, even for Senator Bruno himself, although, of course, he hasn't asked for my advice, to have sort of an arm's length from this, and I think then he could make sure that people knew that it was a very objective investigation. And clearly, state ethics is a place where there would be objectivity. The chair, though, appointed by Governor Spitzer is John Furyk, whose credentials are beyond or above reproach, I should say. And also the members.
But he was appointed by Spitzer. So yes. Bruno says that the State Ethics Commission is a Spitzer arm, so that they're too partisan.
Well, I don't think anyone, even Senator Bruno, could ever call into question the ethics of John Furyk. And by the way, the other members of the commission are holdovers from the Pataki administration, so it is a bipartisan commission.
Let's look at some of the issues, and my guest is Democratic State Senator Tom Duane from Lower Manhattan as we talk about the Spitzer scandal. One of the issues surrounding the governor still is whether he really could have been ignorant of this scheme to use the state police to generate documents to try to discredit Joe Bruno. If he could have been ignorant of it while it was being carried out by his very top aides, do you believe that he was?
Well, I have to take Governor Spitzer at his word on it. And if there were to be doubt cast upon that, certainly that was something for the Attorney General to look at. And also, if the State Ethics Commission thinks that there's any doubt there, they should certainly look into that. But I think that at this point, it's very important that we do take everyone at their word on what went on the second floor. Although I was a little bit amused today to read that one of the, I don't know, whether it was Cranes or someplace, that people felt that the second floor was in a bit of disarray prior to this. So maybe the confusion that reigned on the second floor in this case served the governor well. But that's just sort of a funny side.
Well, yesterday we had the governor's spokeswoman, Christine Anderson, and I asked her if the government, the governor wasn't in on this himself, then who initially told the governor about it? And here was her response.
He said he actually wasn't aware of he was aware that there had been a media request and had no reason to assume that it wasn't being handled, as are countless media requests each and every day. I think he said he doesn't remember who mentioned to him that a FOIL had been received and that, you know, a story was likely to follow from it.
So I wonder if that raises more suspicion. That was actually not the clip of Christine Anderson I thought it was going to be, but elsewhere in the interview, she had said that he didn't remember. He claims not to remember who even first told him about the scandal. Is that credible, given how big a deal this is?
I'm just trying to – do you mean the scandal in terms of looking at the –
Yes. Who for the question? Well, the question was to Christine Anderson.
The scandal involving the second floor. Scandal involving Senator Bruno.
Who first told the governor about that there was a scheme involving the state police? And apparently, he doesn't remember who told him that. Just raised my eyebrows. I don't know if it raises yours.
I'm not sure what to think about that. Again, you know, it's still fairly early in his administration. I think there's a lot going on the second floor. And I don't mean this to apologize or to give cover to the governor, because, as I say, I'm disappointed and clearly dismayed by, the whole issue of looking into, you know, things having to do with Senator Bruno. But, again, I think that at this point, it's very important to take the players at their word of what went on.
Let me jump in, because you say at their word, but people obviously are going to say that they're as innocent as could be, but then investigations have to take place to see if they're telling the truth.
Absolutely. And in fact, you know, ethics, the State Ethics Commission could actually ask people on the governor's staff, when did you tell the governor? I guess that's something that didn't come up in the Attorney General's investigation,
right.
But it's certainly something that if state ethics goes in there, that they certainly should say who among you is the one that told the governor and when, and they could probably put together a timeline that way as well.
Senator Duane, it's interesting to me that Democrats have not really been closing ranks around the governor, because I guess many in your own party think he's too much of a bully, too, if they're in the legislature. Is he getting some deserved comeuppance here?
Well, I think that deserved comeuppance is a little bit harsh. You know, Albany is a tough place, and even a tough guy like me had to learn that when I first went there. And I think that the governor went in thinking he was going to be able to change the culture in Albany much more rapidly than he or any human being could change it. And I think that is probably a lesson that he's learning right now. But at the point that everyone is able to move on beyond this, I hope that the governor doesn't give up his fighting to change the culture of Albany, because clearly, you know, it does need to be changed, and anyone would have to, you know, be really in favor of complete dysfunction if they didn't say that the culture of Albany and the way our state is governed doesn't need to change.
Let me play you a clip of one leading Democratic lawmaker here this week who suggested that criminality may be involved, despite the Attorney General's finding that there was none. This is Assemblyman Peter Rivera of the Bronx.
As a result of a sham FOIL request, and that sham FOIL request allegedly occurred on behalf of the Albany Times Union, reports were created, and reports were created that normally would not have been created. I'm not ready to say that it's clear to me that there were no violations of the law.
So, Senator Duane, do you also think criminal charges are still a possibility if there was a creation of sham government documents, as the Assemblyman put it?
Well, this, again, is something for the State Ethics Commission to decide on, and they do have the power then to hand it over to law enforcement, district attorney, as they see fit. I'm not sure who's saying the word sham, and I'm not sure that sham rises to the level of criminality. I'm also not sure whether it raises anything to the level of anything, even in the worst-case scenario, from Governor Spitzer's point of view, a misdemeanor. So, again, we're talking at this point about I'm not in any way trying to excuse it, but a very low level of criminality, if any at all. And at that, again, that's not been put on the table at all. And in fact, if it were to be put on, I think the best place for it to happen would be with the State Ethics Commission. And in fact, even if the Senate were to look at this, they are not really in any way entitled to turn it over to law enforcement.
Well, there is another party, if we're talking potential criminality, and that's the Albany County DA, David Soares. Do you have any indication that he is launching an investigation?
Only that I've heard that speculated upon in news reports, but I don't have any personal knowledge of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have to say about David Soares, he certainly isn't someone who backs away from a challenge. I mean, he is the person that took a hard look at what happened with former Comptroller Alan Hevesy.
Right.
So, again, he's very nonpartisan in his investigation.
So here's an email that's come in the last few minutes that indicates how a lot of the public is probably looking at this right now. This one says, let me see. Your boss is a super control freak and micromanager who brags about responding to emails at 4:46 a.m. He pitches fits when crossed, and would you recognize go nuclear for all the above reasons if he discovers that he has been blindsided? So, behind your boss's back, you launch a spying campaign and possible sting operation against a major player in the state legislature? I don't think so, writes this listener. What about that take on things?
Well, that person is not the first person to sort of spin what's been going on in that way. But at this point, any speculation on what happened on the second floor beyond what was happened in the Attorney General's report really is speculation.
I want to get back to Senator Bruno and the question of the people's business, which you brought up, needs to go on. Reform needs to take place. This is Senate Majority Leader Bruno himself in Saratoga on Wednesday.
We are going to govern after we get the truth about the potential abuse of power in the governor's office. How much did the governor know?
So he says we're going to govern after we get the truth about this stuff. Do you see signs as a Democratic member of the Senate that Bruno is halting the real business of government in order to concentrate solely on the scandal?
Well, we did pass the Congestion Pricing Commission yesterday, so some work has continued in Albany. I have tremendous respect for Governor Bruno, but I do.
Well, he's not governor yet, as far as we know.
I'm not sure he's even said he's interested.
But
anyway.
What's the order of accession? Maybe we don't need to go there.
I think David Patterson gets it next. I think that, I have a lot of respect for Senator Bruno, tremendous respect. However, I think that as elected officials, no matter what the times are. We have to multitask. And at the same time, that, and I hope it'll be, if state ethics decides that this is appropriate, to really launch a bigger investigation, that we'll be able to govern at the same time that investigations are going on. Because clearly there's a lot of work that needs to be done to help out the state, everything from the upstate economy to siting of power plants. I mean, there's a whole host of campaign finance reform, a whole host of issues that need to be dealt with to make the state a better place for all New Yorkers. And at the same time, state ethics should go on and do its work. I mean, while the Attorney General was doing his investigation, we were able to try to continue to go on and do the people's business, and I think it behooved us all to do that as well.
Let me ask you a specific.
I think we should also monitor what's going on, absolutely, but we need to be doing our work as legislators at the same time.
Specifically, do you think that Bruno is using the scandal to wriggle out of the campaign finance reform agreement that he made with the governor last week?
I don't know. I could just say I hope not, because, again, the two things are apples and oranges. Campaign finance reform needs to move on. I think that there's pretty much broad-based support from editorial boards to the general public that something needs to be done regarding campaign finance in the state. And I'm hopeful that no one will use what's going on as an excuse to derail the progress that's been made on negotiations around campaign finance reform.
Senator Tom Duane, Democrat representing Lower Manhattan. Can I ask you one quick thing on another issue before
Absolutely.
You represent Lower Manhattan, which Police Commissioner Kelly wants to encircle in a ring of steel, as it's called, using the British term for what they have in London. This would be 3,000 surveillance cameras, is it, in Lower Manhattan?
Yes.
Are you for this?
Well, it's sort of a broad question to ask if I'm for ringing Lower Manhattan with 3,000 surveillance cameras. And this is one of those things where I'm going to have to think it through even more. I mean, from the outset, I have very strong civil liberties concerns about it. I also think that this whole issue gets mixed up into cameras going up for the congestion pricing plans, and we don't know what's going to happen with that. So at this point, though I, you know, usually I'm a person of very strong opinions, the strong opinion I do have is about civil rights and civil liberties, but I'm going to take a little bit of a punt here and just see how that's all going to work itself out. Because the cameras were supposed to, if they were to be used for congestion pricing, were supposed to be used only for congestion pricing and not for other matters. So I really want to see what the plan is before I weigh in incredibly substantively on it.
Senator Tom Duane, Democrat from Lower Manhattan, thanks so much for joining us. Always
Thank
a pleasure.
You.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up, more on the Spitzer mess. We will talk about some of the journalistic questions raised, because a lot of this had to do with the Freedom of Information Law and how it was used. We will speak to the editor of the Albany Times Union, the newspaper involved, and a journalism ethicist from the Poynter Institute. Stay with us.